Good morning, it's Sunday, June 21st, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's digest is anchored by two stories that challenge popular supplement strategies. A two-year USC trial found high-dose omega-3 had little effect on brain health in adults at elevated Alzheimer's risk, and Alz Forum reports that glucosamine may actually accelerate cognitive decline in Alzheimer's patients. Metformin adds a more complicated note. Active 6 trial data shows it halves clinician-diagnosed long COVID, while a 21-year DPP follow-up reminds us that no drug matches sustained lifestyle change for chronic disease prevention. Scientific American and Axios together frame the week's broader context. Longevity medicine is flush with capital, but still short on proven human interventions, starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. The headline, high-dose omega-3 supplements show little effect on brain health, two-year trial finds. According to eBioMedicine, a two-year randomized controlled trial from the University of Southern California published in eBioMedicine found that high-dose omega-3 fatty acid supplements did not improve memory, cognitive function, or prevent brain cell loss in older adults at high risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. This is the one to read today. Glucosamine may accelerate Alzheimer's decline, a warning for joint supplement users, from Alz Forum. Research highlighted by Alz Forum shows that in mouse models, boosting glycosylation via glucosamine weakened memory while curbing it improved cognition. In supplement news, nicotinamide cuts skin cancer risk by 50%, meta-analysis of 29 trials finds. From Rapamycin Longevity News, a meta-analysis screening over 4,700 citations and pooling 29 trials covering 3,039 patients found that nicotinamide, a form of vitamin B3, was associated with a 50% reduction in skin cancer rates compared to controls, rate ratio 0. Taking multiple supplements daily? New consumer analysis warns of overlooked harms, from BBC Health. A survey by consumer group Which from the research desk. Metformin cuts clinician-diagnosed long COVID risk by half in Active 6 trial. From Active 6 trial. Results from the Active 6 randomized controlled trial show that metformin reduced clinician-diagnosed long COVID to 0. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.